But thank you, Lord, because he didn't have to do it. God didn't have to wake me up this morning. He could have woke me up. I could not have my mind. He could have woke me up. I could not have the motion of my members. He could have woke me up. I could have been mute. But man, I got a lot to thank God for. And that's, those repetitious things is a whole lot to be thanking him for every morning. Because somebody out there didn't wake up with their right mind this morning. Somebody out there today didn't wake up with the mobilities of their members this morning. Somebody woke up with a back pain. They probably ain't going to get rid of that back pain. So we got a lot to thank God for. Every day I thank him for the same thing. Because God didn't have to do nothing for us. His love and his grace and his mercy is why he did it. It ain't because that we're so good, so faithful, so this, so that. It's just because he loves us just that much. He's hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. And I thank you, Lord, for healing my body. Lord, I thank you, Lord, God, for your mercy, your grace, prayer. But I do it in the work truck. I do it in the midst of wherever I am. He said, look, in this building, not just amongst the saints, everywhere. You know, have you ever been someplace where God done something for your hand, just automatically, just like, what's going on? I'm sure. He loves me. I'm sure of that. I'm most definitely sure. Hallelujah. Let's go to the word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, yet one more time. I can't thank you enough, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this place, Lord. I thank you, Lord, God, for this ministry, Lord, this teaching, God, that you have brought me to because of this ministry, Lord, this teaching, God. Lord, that I am saved, God, and not out there in the world, God. I'm sure. I'm election sure, Lord, the teaching, God. Lord, I just thank you for it all, God. Hallelujah. And I ask you, Father God, to use me, Lord, this morning to encourage my brother. Be encouraged, Lord, and that you be lifted up, Father. I ask God this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Romans 9. Say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also beareth me witness of sorrow in my heart. For I could wish from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. He said, I could wish to curse myself from Christ. You know, Paul said, I love you, but my heart just broke. I could wish that, but I ain't foolish. Pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenant. The other night we were talking about adoption and legal children, but they don't belong to me. They still belong to my son because he is. When somebody come on and say, I take you, not just be mine. And only way we can be his in that adoption is accept. That's the difference between adoption and a legal guardian. When you adopt it into the, you know, a lot of folk get rid of their kids because they want to go out there and, you know, but they had time to make that child. And so they put them kids up in foster homes and all of these places. Then, you know, God came to me one day. He came to you one day and say, I want to adopt you. I want you to be my son. I want you to be my daughter. I want to make sure that you have everything you need. Clothes on your back, shoes on your job to go to. I'm going to make sure that you have peace. You ain't got to worry about being split up. You belong to me now. That's an adoption. I ain't got no more worries no more. That old devil out there when I was serving him, he was my legal guardian. Huh? He didn't treat me right. Here sometimes. And all the time when I need him, when I needed Jesus, he's always been there. He adapted me into his family. He said, come on, you. And so he said, whose are the fathers and of whom concerning the flesh Christ came? Who is over all God bless forever? Amen. Not as though that the word of God had not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither because in Isaac shall thy seed be called. He said, look, it ain't because It ain't because you was born by Walter and Rose that you are the seed. You still the children of the flesh. You still the children of the be born by Walter. You be born by Ernest and you be born by the Davises. You the seed of the promise. No, you got to go through the same thing that children of the flesh. When you cross on over and be like Abraham, then you're the children of the promise. Huh? Then you're born again, or seed of Abraham, that you are the children. Because he said, a priest said, all chapters, I believe is chapter 7. He said, he that is a Jew is not, is a Jew, which has been circumcised of the heart. That would make you a child of God, keeping the law. Man, you got to be born again. You got to have children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted. For he said, for this is the word of promise at this time. Now, here it is, here's the word of promise now. God gave Sarah and Abraham a word of promise. God gave you a word of promise. And we know sometimes we try to help God out. Lord, maybe you want to do it this way. Come on, Hagar. Come on. He said, by getting her handmaid involved. But God had already promised Sarah that she was going to have a child. Can you give in that promise? She had to go on about her everyday life, wonder if God going to do this thing after he gave me a promise. A child. But again, we don't know. He said at the point of time, I just got to be ready. You know, Sarah had to be ready. So she had to go through your everyday life while you waiting on the promise. You know, can you imagine her? Or maybe you don't whisper to what God said he going to do. And they still looking, man, you ain't yet. You know, can you imagine people talking about you? Even Hagar and her son, she don't have the promise yet. I got the child. He promised Sarah and Abraham. He promised too. Look, you're going to go through some things going through. Some folk just might think you're crazy when you're still saying, Jesus. he going to do it, but he's still going to do it. Why? Because he promised. He promised. God promised. Look, man, I called for 4 weeks. It seemed like 2.5, but it seemed like a long time. I ain't kidding, boy. I'm like, I couldn't get no, try to do reading, to look, studying and praying. I can't get no sleeping when they're off and all this blood. But Lord, you promised. I'm going to the doctor, made my doctor appointment. Say, come in. Maybe God going to do it before then. Somebody say, you need to tell him to give you something now. Off and all in your face and in your ears. You need to go and get something now. Say, now, because I just can't wait until the 20-something. You know, I'm afraid that something, they wait. I call and say, well, you know, I can't do it. I'm going to wait. I can't get off work right now. So give me cleanse the lepers. You go show yourself to the priest. And when they got sick, well, only the priest can say, yeah, you good. You can come. I didn't have to go to the doctor. The doctor had to say, Brother Al, Big Al, you ain't. You. And I'll declare you well. Show yourself to Jesus and he'll declare you well. He got a set time where he wants to do something. And dude, we can't fast. And, well, Lord, if I fast, if I do this and if I do that. No, it's we will show mercy, Moses, on who I want to show mercy. And I'm a lump of clay that I pulled you out of by his wrath and his power. Huh? With unrighteousness. God is just, he's just God. Ain't nobody else like him. And we be saying, show his mercy to those that, to the wicked. What you talking about, that they getting away? God just show them mercy. He giving them a chance. A chance to repent. He is long suffering. Down them steps, I'm leaving them. If they don't come around that corner in about 2 minutes, you, when you was in the crack house, what if Jesus were 2 minutes from leaving you when you was in a hospital? He said, I'm waiting for you. Yeah, you out there doing wrong, but I'm waiting for you. Crazy about me? You hear them folk talking about what? I can't do it. I'm getting on my last nerve. My very last one. So, well, you know what? But maybe I won't have no more for you to get on. Maybe I'll be all right after that last one. Use that last. Wait on them anyway. You ain't got no more word, no more nerves to lean on. Don't get away. Folk gonna talk about us. They gonna say all kind of stuff about us. They talked about. But when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by the father Isaac, for the not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to the elect might stand, not works, not by what we do. The elder shall serve the younger. Now here we got another promise here. God told Rebekah that you're going to conceive. You're going to have twins. But that old guy, that big brother, he's going to serve. God said, hey, look, the elder going to serve the youngest. So what do I know what I can do? Here, come on, Isaac. Now, but God told me that, you know, the younger going, the elder going to serve the younger. And so she helped her son. He don't need no help. He don't need no help in deception and nothing. God don't need, he don't need nobody. Frame the world. I didn't need you. Huh? Where were you when all of this stuff was done? It was us. Let there be. Y'all wasn't around. Huh? It wasn't that. So Rebekah tried to help God out by some of the people today. Huh? We want to help God out because he said it. If he said it, then he gonna do it. If he spoke it, then he gonna make good on his word. His word is not like your word. God, it ain't that we're gonna be tested only in our best days. Saints of God. I'm feeling good. I got my good health. I'm ready to take this thing on. Yeah, God see that you're gonna be tested in your good times too. But against you, folk talking about you. Talking about, well, God said he gonna save my children on you. Every odd is against you. Huh? God gonna get you in your worst time. God, remember, when we're tested, there is a word, a promise. God, it is up to us to see what my benefits are. I got sons that tell me, well, listen, I don't know if I got that. Man, you got to look into that book of law. I don't know what your benefits are, but I can tell you what the water company got for me. I can tell you what, Jesus, when I get lonely or when I get down or brokenhearted, I know who to run to. I ain't couch and tell him all my problems. When I look over, he over there crying. Cause it's, I ain't got to do all that stuff. All I got to do is get before Jesus. All you got to do is just get here from you. He ain't asking you to go run here and run there searching out. It's good to go run into the television. I'm going to see what Bishop T.D. Jakes going to say today. TV. You ain't got to run to that radio. You ain't got to pick up this book and just all the time. God want to hear from you. He don't want you looking for nobody else. One, is he the one? Is Jesus the one that I'm supposed to go to for my? I ain't supposed to be looking for no prophet. I ain't supposed to be seeking out no evangelist. Told him, his people, he said, look, don't be going down to Egypt. Because they got all these horses and these chariots. They got all of this stuff that you don't have. Locked down, beat down, rolling over in the mud, not made. He said, because you didn't seek the Holy One of Israel, you didn't ask me, is why you, for what you're looking for. If God spoke a word to you, then we best to believe her. Sure. Even if you do turn your back. Even if you say, well, that same word of promise is still here, Al. It's still here, Brian. That word's still here. That's all you have to do. You have to believe it. Hold on. Amen. I ain't mute this thing. 10-6. Good. He is real good. So, after, then just maybe God will tell you to turn on the TV. He just may say, look, turn on that. Say, Lord, what should I do? Then you may open up a book. Then may somebody may step on your job and start to prophesy to you about everything that's going on in your life. I remember when I was working in that jail, man, we was going through a terrible time. I mean, a terrible time in our life. And I don't know how I could have made it in the midst of all of that chaos. And I got chaos in my life. And then I'm going into a jail with nothing but chaos, fussing and fighting and all of this stuff. And man, I was just to the point of just breaking down and just crying. I wanted to leave that place and just go somewhere and just bow down and put my head between my leg and just cry, because I didn't know what else to do. I released this person one night, that night. And this woman came to me, and I released the guy to her, and she grabbed me by the hand. And my God, if she didn't speak, when I say everything that I was going through in my life, I'd be standing here lying. Lord began to encourage me, began to lift me up. I mean, the Lord ministered, not the woman, the Lord ministered to me. I didn't know this woman from Adams. I did not know this woman. She spoke into my life. And after that, I just had to believe the promise. I had to believe what was sent to me. I didn't go there. Well, I can go to them. And if it was, I didn't go nobody. When God got through speaking to me that night, man, it lifted everything. It's a change later on. What he said, he delivered. What God promised you, he believed. What God, they had to just believe what God told them. So when you're going to be tested against all odds, when you're trying to stretch out to God for you, you're going to be tested. When you're trying to stretch out to God for your children, for your marriage, you're going to be tested. But you got to remember that there was a word of promise spoken to you. He said down here in verse 25, just Hosea, I will call them my people. God trying to call you your people. And her beloved, which was not my beloved. Say, it shall come to pass. Now he talking to a people. They said, my people, which were not my people. And my beloved, which was not my beloved. And it shall said unto them, ye are not my people. There shall they be called the children of pass. In that place, I don't know about you, but I know I was in some places in my life. I ain't going to amount to nothing. I can't do it. It's impossible for you. Children, your wife got to go to work. You can't do this by yourself. I ain't doing it. These places, people have spoke something in your life to get you discouraged in your own home. And sometimes we get it in the church. Sometimes it can happen. You got to do this and you got to do that. He said, it's about what he want. He said, where it is said that you are, you know, God said, I promise in Hosea, he was telling them that in this place where you're standing, where you are not called my people, called his people, but right where you are, just right where you are now, my son, my daughter, I don't care how deep you get in sin, you still going to be saved from the utmost to the guttermost. It don't make no difference how low you go. It don't make no difference how far you get. God said in that place, that very place that we're promised, didn't nobody believe it. And so he says, then it's going to happen. How many been in a place in their life when God, how many been somewhere to where you trusting in your job, your house, your children, ain't nobody on your side. Just seem like I've been in a place like that. But 2 Peter 1:19 prophecy. I don't know about you, but I got a sure. It's so prophetic that I am completely relying on what it will have a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well if you take heed. Folk just ain't taking heed. Here's another version. NIV, then completely reliable, and you would do, if you would do it, message. Prophetic means accurately describing or predicting what will. Who can describe something? Who can accurately describe or predict something that's going to happen in my future? Predicted that he's going to save my children. So ain't no need to be worrying about what they're going to get into. Message for me. That's a prophetic message for you. God is accurately predicted come to him. That is a prophetic message. Why? Because we have a more sure than the word. He promised. It's a word of promise. And all we're doing is just repeating. It's God that's doing it. We have a foot on it. If God spoke it, it's got to happen. His word won't return. Now you got to have something with sure. If I'm sure, what that I have no doubt. Sure is now being sure to have that God is going to do this thing. Paul said, look, being confident in this very thing. I'm confident. I don't lose no sleep over it. Or you lose a sleep, the word of promise. You need a healing, believe the word of promise. All manners of sickness and disease. He said he's no respecter person. He can heal you. He wants to heal you. God going to do it. Happen. He said that he that begun a good work in you, he going to perform it until the day of Christ. God don't want you to be seeking or looking for anybody else. You can seek him in prayer. You can seek him in silence and meditation. And if you don't know what he promised, look into this in Proverbs somewhere with the, you know, bless the Lord all my soul and don't forget all his benefits. I mean, the benefits, it's going to take, I heard some of the Sunday school lesson this morning, front to back. It's hard for me to go on be part for a while. I have to understand this benefit. I don't get this benefit. Lord, you helped me. And I think you was talking about that too. You helped me to understand this so I can get to that one. Help me to understand that one so I can get to the next a little bit. You're going to get it all, but I may not start from Genesis. I open up a loaf of bread. I don't want to heal. Give me Psalms. But eventually, you're going to get to the heel, to the front, to the back. You're going to get to the finish line if you believe the word of promise. You're going to get there. Slowly I turn. Had to throw that in there. It's in him. God don't want you running around. And I love him and Osteen and the rest of them. I love them. But man, sometimes they ain't good, but Lord, that ain't it. You know, I feel good. That's something I got to get. And they ain't giving it to me. It's still something that I need. You got to be seeking him on a daily basis. You know, I know you can't kneel down. I don't kneel down. I'll be walking and talking. Lord, that same old prayer. Lord, I thank you. Huh? That's seeking God. I ain't run down there to get my breakfast. I ain't run down there to get my vitamins. And two, when I leave this door, I don't know what's going to happen. I got to get to God first, but only when he's going to do it or where he's going to do it. But he promised. Maybe I sit right here on the corner. I can't sit on the corner no more. Speak a word to me. Maybe somebody come to preach. Maybe I sit right there, right in the line in front. He'll speak a word to me. No, it ain't that. I don't know when God is going to save my young men. But God promised me and your grandchildren. But God promised. I don't know when God is going to heal you, sister, and how long you're going to be there. But God promised to lift us up. I don't know when. But if you can believe the word of promise, I don't know when that them jobs going to let you loose on Sunday so you can go out and serve. He said, look, Moses, I was praying this morning, Lord, let them jobs, tell them jobs to let them go so they can come out and serve. Nothing but the trick of the devil. I don't know when y'all going to get that notice. But ducking and dodging. God know that. God know you're trying to hasten to this. And he's going to baptize with the Holy Ghost. It just may be not by his word. It's all written down. You got to look into this Bible and find out what your problem. You know, they give you a book. A guideline at work, here's Bible sometime. And you look at that like, well, all I know is I'm getting a paycheck. That's out the benefits later. And stuff start rolling around. You start hearing about, it's in the book. Look in the book. It's in the book. They told me when I was young, old bus used to say, used to pull up in front of school. Now, reading is fundamental. A mind is a terrible thing. God don't want you going to nobody else for help. He said no. It's not for you to. Sarah was promised that to her handmaid to get the promise. Yeah. God had already promised. Rebecca didn't have to help her with his report. God has already promised Rebecca and all his promises, y'all, and all of them, not some of them. He said they are yay and amen. All her time. See, God got a time and you got a time too. Time to push. When God came back, she had that. You going to have your time. It's coming. It's strength. The Bible says she received strength. I tell you, when God told Abraham about it, the Bible, he had to believe too. Man, look, when my adrenaline get going, and I got faith, your adrenaline get going, you feel like you can do anything. I can, your adrenaline just get going. It get the flowing. That blood get the rushing through your veins. You feel like you can run. But when her time came, all she had to do is receive strength and push. You don't push. You don't push. Ain't no baby coming. We got to push. God got a word of promise, but we got to push. Some strength, the Bible say. And just push. Can you imagine somebody that old and doing none of that stuff? Just push. She had to receive strength and push. It's still going to be up in you. Your promise, your desire, your everything that you're looking for is still going to be up in you, waiting for you to push. Waiting for you to believe, do is push. Don't let your child stay up in you and die. Don't let the promises just take the word from you. That's what the enemy do. He'll come and take the word from you. When that seed is sown, that trial, get on away from here, man. I got to, look, I got to carry this baby. Oh, this baby got to come out. You know, I'm going to be here. By faith, I'm going to be here. You lying. My children are going to be saved. You lying. You lying, devil. I can kick that bad habit that I got. I got a bad habit, Lord, and I need you to help me. Just call on me for you. You ain't got to kick it. I can kick it so far and so hard that you won't kick in the habit. Let God, let the Lord do it for you. Huh? Don't let that child press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ. It's in Jesus. You don't have to sit nobody. The word is in you. It's in you. What you have to do sometimes is just speak the word. Some folk just, they don't want to say nothing. That's what I was told. If you don't ask, you ain't going to find it. If you don't knock, open up what? I ain't heard no knock. I ain't heard nobody ask me. I ain't heard nobody calling on me. They just, oh, maybe. I believe you for them, but Lord, I don't know if I can believe for myself. For somebody, Jesus said, look, how you gonna love God whom you never seen? How you gonna love him? How you gonna believe for me and not believe for yourself? Stretching out. Man, you better believe the word of promise. You better believe what God has told you. Don't let the devil shake you. Not by word, not by letter, Paul said. Not by promise you something. Did he promise you anything? Huh? Did God? No, he didn't promise me that. No. God promised you everything. Have life. He don't want you existing. That you may have it more abundantly. Now, they shaking together and spewed out of his mouth. Here. Elijah said, look, concerning Israel, be as the sand as the sea, and a remnant shall be saved. Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabbath had left us a seed unto Gomorrah. And we know what happened to them. They were destroyed. But God, except the Lord of the Sabbath, the Lord of hosts, Lord of the hosts, except he left us a seed. That's why I thank the Lord. Remnant, a seed. He ain't talking about, I know a lot of people say, well, he not talking about Messiah. Because he said, except though the children, a remnant is not one. It's a few folk. Seed, which is those few people. God saved, and he's talking about our elders that came before us, just showing us the way. Life speaks to me. Her life witnessed to me. the seeds. The seeds of old. You know, the seeds they got now, made now. You go to Monsanto and get anything. You can't get a real seed. I was told that Monsanto has some grass a certain length, and you never have to cut it. I believe that because I found everything but an apple tree. We found a tree that bore nectarine and plum. That's Jeanette. He's talking about a few, the proud. He didn't leave them. God is talking about his army, the righteousness, the creatures, to show us what we need to do. God left a people. He left a remnant behind. I left you. I'm going to hold you back. And sometimes we feel, I don't know why I'm held back. God's saving you, man. Y'all, he kept these. He kept the older folk for me. How about you? God kept them. He preserved them. He held them back. They didn't die. He said, as a bunch of them, but a whole bunch of them. But I'm going to hold back a few for your sake. But you're a failure when you're held back. Young and old, God holding back some young folk too. Have anybody enlisted in the service around here? 3.5. Salute you. Thank you. God looking for 3.5 years, 4 years, 8 years. Some of them, they say they do a career, which is not enlisted. I promise him that I will serve him till I die. Your thing ain't no 6 year thing. I'm in it for life. I promise God that when I ain't jumping out. I'm not looking for my retirement, Lord. Great pension. I ride down the streets with my partners. I look at these houses in Ladue, and ooh, bigger than this sanctuary. I'm like, man, you would never know that thing was there. To what my house going to look like, what my mansion look like. He said, I said, boy, when I makes you in awe. Boy, wait till we see what God has prepared for us. I said, don't you know, Jason, man, all that gold that they storing up, man, that's going to be my street. I'm going to be walking on that stuff, you know. That's under my feet. That's just a little bit of stuff. But my house and what man can do. If we keep the word of promise, your house is going to be much greater than what man has for you today, saints of God. God is looking for some soldiers. He's enlisted us. 2 Peter 2:19 said, the Lord know how to deliver the godly out of temptation. He know how to deliver you out of your temptation. He know how to keep you. That slip. David said, I almost slipped. I ain't talking about I almost slipped into hell. The word of promise. 10:26 tonight. That after you have done the will of God, might receive the promise. Might. It's a possibility. What is these unfulfilled conditions? The unfulfilled. God promised us. Promised these things, saints of God. And we got to believe God. We got to take him at his word. Anybody this morning that want to enlist in this army, that ain't been enlisted for the 6 years, God looking for some endurers. He looking for some everlasting life this morning. Do you want to re-enlist? You been in the army, but you and the heavens is looking for you. You know, but you cannot dodge. They see you wherever you go. If you need to come back to this home at the cross for you, there's always space for you. As God, we got to push toward the promise. If she didn't push, she couldn't have got her healing. If she didn't push, he'd be a dead son. The shooter might say, it's well in a dead situation when you don't see nothing moving, no water moving, no food on the table, no leg, no toes moving. We got to say, it's well. It is well. Because God, what? He promised. God promised that woman, that son. And she wasn't letting go. Don't let go what God promised you this morning. Whatever God promised you, don't let go of it. So anybody need to come. Prayer for anything. You need to re-enlist. I can't keep reiterating that. Re-enlist. Come on back. We got a uniform for you. Praise God. Well, bless his name. I thank God for the word this morning. I hope that we, not just you, me too, hope that we keep believing God for his promises. If you don't know what his promises are, get in that Bible. Read the word, man. Find out what your promises are. Don't be sitting down here just existing. God wants you to live. He wants you coming in here smiling. He wants you coming in happy. He don't want you coming here putting on the Ritz, fronting, well, I'm happy by faith. He wants you happy in reality. He really wants you happy, not by faith. There'll be nothing else. Anybody need prayer, we need to touch and agree with anybody for anything. Also, I got a brother Leonard. He said he's doing good. He said his son invited him. But he did say, he said he's doing good. And I asked him about his needs. He says his needs are great. He was going through with finance. This is me talking. He said, but I'm going through. Disheartening for me to see just anybody, but really, you know, that's tough. So remember him in your prayers. Still believe in God. He said he still believe in the promised word that God promised. He's out of town somewhere, I think. I don't know. Mother Gerda. No. Mm-mm. Yeah. He says he's looking for a place. He's looking for, you know, the furnishings. I can only imagine what he's going through. I don't know for sure. You know, but he,